This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so welcome to the deep dive. And today we're diving into something that I think a lot of you out there are thinking about, and that's cracking the code to more Amazon sales, right? Getting a better sales range on Amazon.
It's a huge marketplace.
Right. I mean, it's the one that everybody's talking about.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you want to get in on that?
Yeah.
I remember a while back, experts were saying, we're going to see like a 25% jump in traffic
right.
on Amazon. And I'm thinking, well, that's a big pie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so we've got to get a bigger slice.
Mm-hmm.
So for this deep dive, we're looking at some strategies from Chris Bradley.
Right.
And really, our mission is to give you some crucial insights on how to drive traffic and how to boost your Amazon game.
Yeah, I think the first thing that kind of jumps out at me is just the sheer scale of Amazon, right? I mean, we're talking about massive, massive numbers of people
right.
that are going to be visiting the site. So yeah, that anticipated traffic surge, it kind of underscores the point that, simply having a listing on Amazon isn't enough.
Right. It's not the field of dreams.
No.
Wag.
You got to do a little more.
Yeah.
You got to do a little more to get those people to your listing. And so Chris Bradley provides some pretty good ideas for how to do that.
Yeah. And one of the first things that jumped out at me, and I think you're going to find this really interesting, is his focus on strategic keyword placement.
Okay.
And you might be thinking, keywords, I know about that.
Right, yeah.
But the way he breaks it down really hit me. He talks about how people they're just scanning those titles. They're not reading everything.
Right.
And that's what we do when we're shopping. I mean, think about it. You go online, you're not going to sit there and read every single word of every single title.
Of course not. You're scanning.
Yeah.
You're scanning. You're looking for particular words that match what you're looking for.
So he says, you've got to think about like placing the most powerful keywords
right
at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense when you think about it, right?
It does, yeah.
Because we're just scanning. So mm-hmm. if we don't see what we want right at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
then we're just going to go on to the next thing.
Right, next. So it's not even just about like getting clicks. It's about getting the right clicks.
Right.
So like if you're selling an organic lavender sleep spray.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to, bury organic lavender at the end of some long title.
Right.
You want to say, organic lavender sleep spray.
Right.
So that somebody who's looking for that.
Yeah.
Sees it immediately. Knows that that's what you've got.
Yeah.
So you attract those clicks that are going to convert, somebody sees that, they click on that and they're like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I was looking for. I'm much more likely to actually make a purchase.
Exactly. And that conversion is really the key, right?
That's right.
To a good sales rank.
Yeah, that's what Amazon's algorithms are looking at,
Right.
Not just who's getting the clicks, but who's actually turning those clicks into sales.
Right.
So good keyword placement. It works on two fronts.
Right.
It drives traffic to your listing.
Right.
And it signals to Amazon that your product is a good match for those searches. Right. So they're going to be more likely to show your product to other people who are looking for that kind of thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you've got these potential customers coming to your site, coming to your listing.
Right, right, right.
You've got them clicking on it. Now he says, all right, the next thing you got to think about is the price.
Okay.
Right. And this is really interesting because he talks about, this delicate balance.
Yeah.
Between like being affordable. Right.
Right.
But also, you don't want to be so cheap.
Yeah.
That people think, well, what's wrong with this?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right, there's going to be a sweet spot.
Yeah, there is. It's a fascinating little thing. If you're too high, obviously,
right.
you're going to lose customers. They're going to say, no, I can get this cheaper somewhere else, right?
Right.
But what's interesting is that a lot of people don't realize that pricing something too low
right.
can also have like a negative psychological effect.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, people start thinking, well, wait a minute.
Right.
Is this a knockoff?
Right.
Is this... is there something wrong with this?
Right.
Why is it so cheap?
Right.
So there really is this sweet spot that you have to find.
Right.
And he's got some good advice on that too. He's talking about, 25-30%.
Okay. Yeah.
Profit margin.
Okay.
After you've paid all of the Amazon fees.
Right.
The cost of the product itself.
Yeah.
Your advertising expenses,
Yeah.
And so that's your target. you're aiming for that.
Okay.
That sweet spot where, you know, you can reinvest in your business, you can cover all of your costs.
Right, right.
But you're also not pricing yourself out of the market.
Right. And that's something that I think we all need to keep in mind. We get so caught up in, okay, how much am I going to make? Right.
Right.
But we've got to think about what's everybody else doing.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to be competitive.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if you're looking around and you see similar products
right.
that are all selling for, you know, significantly less than yours.
Right.
You need to ask yourself, okay, why is that?
Right.
You know, and can I actually justify
yeah.
a higher price?
Right. Yeah.
And that kind of leads into the next thing, which is, you know, how do you communicate that value proposition?
Right.
Right. Like, what makes your product special?
Yeah.
Why should somebody pay more for yours than the other one?
Yeah. Like in the case of the sleep spray, right?
Yeah.
Is it organic?
Yeah.
Are the ingredients, are they sustainably sourced?
Right.
You know, what's the packaging like?
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things, you've got to kind of figure out what makes yours unique, right? And then you can justify a higher price.
Right. And it shifts the customer's focus.
Right.
You know, away from just the price.
Right.
Right. To, okay, what am I actually getting for my money?
Right. What value?
Yeah. What's the value here?
Yeah.
And that's really what you wanna hit.
Okay. So we've got these potential buyers finding your listing, right?
Right.
Through these keywords.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the price.
Right.
It's competitive, but also reflects the value.
Right.
What's next?
Next, it's all about the pictures.
The pictures, yeah.
All of the pictures.
Okay.
You know, this is where you get a chance to show off your product.
Okay.
Make that emotional connection with a potential buyer.
Right.
And Bradley says, you know, don't think about that product description area.
Yeah.
It's just a place to put a bunch of text.
Right.
That's your digital real estate.
Yeah.
That's where you put images.
Right.
That tell a story about your product.
Yeah.
That convince people that they need to have this thing in their lives.
Yeah.
And it's not just about, like, visually representing the product.
Right.
It's about showing what it does.
Right.
How it solves a problem.
Yeah.
How it improves somebody's life.
Yeah. And when he talks about it, he uses some, I mean, really kind of strong language, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He's like, really present the story.
Right.
In the most appealing way possible. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to convince people they need this.
They need it. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. I think, you know, all of us, when we're shopping online,
right.
we don't have the product in our hands.
Right.
So these images, you know, really, they're your storefront.
They are. It's, you know, you can't pick it up. You can't touch it. You can't smell it.
Right.
So, yeah, those images have to answer those questions.
Right.
You know, they have to create that desire.
Right.
And so he gets into some specifics, you know.
Right.
He says, you know, use colorful, engaging imagery.
Right.
Getting close,
right?
Show the details.
Yeah, like this beautifully crafted. Mm. Show that craftsmanship.
Show it, right.
Right. If there's a special feature,
right.
Zoom in on that.
Zoom in, yeah. Get close up.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that's you know always comes up is, you know, Amazon wants that white background.
Right.
So right.
Yeah, they do. They're pretty strict about that, especially for that main image.
Huh.
You know, the one that shows up in the search results.
Right.
But there's still a lot of creative freedom. That,
right.
that you can use
right.
in those secondary images.
Yeah.
You know, you can do lifestyle shots.
Right.
You can show the product in use.
Right.
You know, you can even make little infographics.
Right.
That kind of, you know, highlight those key features.
Right.
So, yeah, there's still a lot that you can do to really kind of make your product come alive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking about that white background, right?
Right.
I mean, you can still use angles. You mm-hmm. can use lighting.
Mm-hmm.
You can do some staging.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can get creative with it.
Yeah, and it's all to make that product stand out.
Right.
Right.
It is.
And really the goal is to attract more customers,
mm-hmm.
but also to increase your sales rank, right?
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, the better your image is, right. the better the customer experience.
Right.
Which leads to...
More sales.
More sales, right.
More reviews, more happy customers.
Right, right, right.
Think about it from your own perspective,
right?
Right? If you're looking at two products,
right.
and one of them has these kind of blurry,
yeah.
you know, poorly lit,
right.
kind of unattractive images,
yeah.
and the other one has these beautiful,
right.
you know, sharp, well-lit images,
yeah.
which one are you going to buy?
Right. Which one are you going to trust?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here.
We have.
I mean, we've really gotten into some great stuff from Chris Bradley.
Yeah.
So let's just take a minute to kind of recap the key takeaways.
Right.
We talked about putting your keywords
right
at the beginning of your titles
mm-hmm.
so that people can find you.
Okay.
Then we talked about pricing.
Right.
Finding that balance
mm-hmm.
between profit and value.
Right.
And then finally, you know, those optimized images.
The pictures.
Yeah.
Get these good pictures.
Right. Showing your product in its best light.
Yeah. And it's really interesting when you think about how all three of these things
right.
are kind of interconnected.
Right.
Right. So you've got the keywords,
right.
which bring people to your listing.
Right.
Then you've got the pricing,
right.
which kind of, you know, removes that barrier
right.
to purchase.
Right, right.
And then you've got the visuals,
yeah.
which really kind of close the deal.
Right.
They create that desire.
Right.
And so it's really this holistic
right.
kind of approach
yeah.
to being successful on Amazon.
Yeah. So by really understanding and using these strategies, mm. you're not just throwing something up on Amazon and hoping.
Right.
You're taking control.
You are. You're being proactive.
Yeah.
You're saying, this is what I want to do.
Right.
And this is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, that brings up a really interesting question for all of us to think about, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we think about, you know, just the sheer volume of stuff
yeah, yeah.
that's on Amazon, right?
The millions and millions of products.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of impression are we making
right.
with those keywords,
mm-hmm.
with that pricing strategy,
yeah.
and with those visuals?
With those pictures.
Right. So I think it's worth taking some time.
It is.
To think about, you know, what small changes can we make
mm-hmm.
to each of those things
right.
to really make an impact.
Go back, look at your listings, you know, really scrutinize them.
Yeah.
And say, okay, you know, what can I do here
yeah.
to improve this?
Yeah.
What little tweak to my keyword strategy, to my pricing,
yeah.
to my images
right.
might make a big difference.
Right, right.
And I think you'll be surprised at the results you can get.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, this has been a great dive.
It has.
And I think there's some really important information here.
I think so, yeah.
For everyone out there to use to really boost those sales.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.